The 2020 season of Holiday Jam with the Hegg Brothers is here. This year's event, like so many others, is different. The band plays to a socially distanced audience at the Washington Pavilion in Sioux Falls on Saturday, December 19th at 7:30, and it's streamed live. If any group of musicians knows how to rethink, reimagine, and reinvent, it's this one. Over the years, the group has joined us inside some cramped studio spaces, as well as spread out in the Leo P. Flynn Gallery at SDPB Sioux Falls Studio. Since we can't bring that to you during a pandemic, today we bring you some musical highlights of years past. Weaving it all together, my conversation with Jeremy Hegg and Andrew Reinarts, I sat down with the musicians for a preview of this year's offering. When was the last time that you didn't spend the month of December traveling around together in some configuration of this?
For me, it was the year 2005, because I did the last three tours with South Dakota Acoustic Christmas, and in 2006, 2007, 2008. And then since 2009, we've been doing Holiday Jam. And so it's been over a decade for both of us. Mm-hmm.
When you first realized that that was just the reality and you weren't, there were things you were not going to be able to do, you could bring something to people in a different way. What was that moment like for you, Jeremy?
It's a big deal for us. This show means a lot to me, and it's fun to get to work with all these players. It's the only time of the year where we get this aggregate of players together. And so finding some way to make it work was important. I think it was Brother John's idea and insistence that we'll do it somehow, even if it's just a streaming concert. I think it's worth limping through this year, kind of limping through this year. That was a phrase that was used, just to make sure the thing still exists and that we can remind somebody that we didn't go anywhere, even though circumstances are very bizarre this year.
Yeah. Andrew, you and I have talked about this before, and I hate to be a broken record, but I need you. and I keep telling artists and musicians how much I personally need these things to be in existence. And that is something that you're seeing with artists across the state, but also for this Holiday Jam, as a personal note, I need it. I need it to limp along. Do you need it too, Andrew, in some sense as a performer?
No, very much so. I mean, not being able to perform even a fraction of what would normally be done in a year. Beyond the financial impact of it is just the psychological impact. I mean, this is something that's so important to us as performers, of being able to share and communicate through music, and have that way to kind of both work on something challenging, push ourselves, be creative, blow off some steam, have fun, and be in community with people. You know, I mean, I think that, you know, we've been told with this show that a lot of people, it's like, it's not Christmas until they come see this show. It's part of their traditions now. And so I'm just grateful that we're still able to do anything this year. Just, you know, so many of our traditions and our gatherings are so different or non-existent. And so being able to do a couple of shows and have some streaming options and hopefully allow some people to feel just that little tiny fraction of normality, even if it's in front of a screen at home, instead of all together in a concert hall, I think is really important.
We'll hear some of that music from years past now, but first let me paint you a picture. SDPB used to have a studio space at the University of Sioux Falls. It was small. It was a little cramped, but the band decided that no space was too small for music. So they unpacked all their instruments outside the studio space, set everything up in various corners and configurations inside, and squeezed through the door. There was almost not enough room for all the band members. Here we are remembering that time, and then you'll hear the song recorded in that studio space, Hounds of Winter.
I want to say one thing about John being halfway out the door. I want you to know, if we only had like three of us in there, we still wouldn't let John all the way in the room. You know that, right? There's no way he's getting in.
He's not here to defend himself. So
he's not. It's our big dance.
Mercury falling, I rise up from my bed. Collect my thoughts together, I have to hold my head. It seems that she's gone, and somehow I am pinned by the hounds of the winter, howling in the wind. I walk through the day, my coat around my ears, look for my companion, I have to dry my tears. It seems that she's gone, leaving me too soon. I'm as dark as December, as cold as the man in the moon. I still see her face, as beautiful as day. It's easy to remember my love that way. All I hear is that lonesome, lonesome sound, and the hounds of a winter day follow me down. Can't make up the fire the way that she could. Spend all my days at the search for dry wood. Board all the windows and close the front door. I can't believe she won't be here anymore. I still see her face, as beautiful as day. Lonesome sound, the hounds of a winter, they follow me down.
Jeremy, tell us a little bit about who's joining you for this year's performance.
There are some people that have joined us in years past that have opted out this year. I'll lead with that. You know, this is a year where it was not possible to get everybody just because of different travel situations and the uncertainty about coming to South Dakota right now. Having said that, we are being joined by a couple of new players. My mentor in the music business going on the road and playing is Rod Jerky from Sioux Falls, who you might know from bands like Hot Rod Chevy Kevy and Power Play. And I traveled around the country with this guy. I was a full-time member of his band. And he's joining us on guitar, which is going to be a lot of fun. So for once, we hire him instead of the other way around. And another person that's joining us this year that's never performed with the band before is a percussionist from Omaha named Michael Pujado. And he's going to be playing congas and bongos and smiling. And you'll notice Michael when he performs. He's a very visual hands percussion guy. And it's going to be a lot of fun to share the stage with him.
We'll be back with more music from the Hegg Brothers Holiday Jam after a break. You're on listener-supported SDPB Radio. Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. We're spending time thinking back and looking forward today with Holiday Jam with the Hegg Brothers. This year's production is a little different. You can be part of the socially distanced audience at the Washington Pavilion in Sioux Falls on December 19th at 7:30. You can also see it that night streamed live And you can see the band on the Sioux City, Iowa's NBC affiliate on the same night with a performance they recorded with the Sioux City Symphony. Today on In the Moment, we're bringing you some music from years past when the band joined us in our studio at the University of Sioux Falls, and more recently in the SDPB Sioux Falls studio. Here is A Little Silent Night.
Silent night, holy night, shepherds quake at the sight, glory stream from heaven afar, heavenly hosts sing alleluia, Christ the Savior is born, Christ the Savior is born. Silent night, holy night, Son of God, love's pure light,
tell you about the Good King Wenceslas. And maybe people have heard me say this before, but the rule of thumb with some of these carols is, for whatever reason, this is just the way I hear it. I found out that the story of Good King Wenceslas was, yeah, it's written by British fellows, English people, but they were describing a mythical story in Bohemia in the Black Forest of a king that goes trudging through the snow and risks all kinds of danger just to hand out gifts to his subjects. And I thought, well, that needs a more bohemian setting. That doesn't need some sort of prim and proper English setting. And as such, it needs a precocious storyteller. And that's where Christian on the violin comes into play for Wenceslas. He was here last year, wasn't he, doing the playing? Yeah. So we turn it over to him to do Wenceslas. It's a lot of fun. Basically, we let our loudmouths, and that's in a good way. But these are big personalities that play the solos in that song.
Thank you.
As we look forward to this year's 2020 Holiday Jam with the Hegg Brothers, we've been bringing you music from throughout the years as the band has brought that music to In the Moment. A few of the musicians you've heard today, Jeremy Hegg, John Hegg, Andrew Reinerts, Joel Shotwell, Christopher Smith, Jim Spears, Matt Wallace, and Christian Zamora. The Holiday Jam with the Sioux City Symphony is broadcast on Sioux City's NBC affiliate on December 19th. Live on December 19th at 7:30 p.m. in the city of Sioux Falls, the Holiday Jam plays to a socially distanced audience at the Washington Pavilion. The production is supported by AARP South Dakota and Lifescape. You can find all the information at holidayjam.com. We'll take a break, but first, here is The First Noel, performed live at the STPB Sioux Falls Studio inside the Leo P. Flynn Gallery. You're on listener-supported STPB Radio.